Good morning, a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, the reaction coming in to the summit between President Donald Trump and North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un. Some of the headlines include unprecedented but no guarantees. Intense negotiations yield few details on denuclearization. And I know we briefly talked about it yesterday, but there's also the issue of China hanging over all of this.
Well, you know, David, I've been saying from the very beginning, I think a fair observer would say this, that all that nonsense that we've been seeing in some of the more prestigious newspapers about China being uncomfortable about this whole thing. On the contrary, China has made out like a bandit here. The joint exercises with the South Koreans is now over. Well, look, let's remember that China is sitting right next to North Korea. Those exercises, of course, they consider to be more about them than about the North Koreans. And their aggression in the South China Sea and other places, it has always meant that they may be trying to do well in terms of the economics of the country, but they're also a very vigorous military power who has military designs, and we know that. So China makes out very well as a result of all of this. Not only that, but that the sanctions, David, that China had been forced to impose on the North Koreans are now a thing of the past. Believe me, that's the end. They were cheating anyway. But now we know those will be lifted, whether the United States likes it or not. And the process goes forward. So I see China as the big winner here, something that I had been saying all along. And as the old saying goes between the Shartok twins, I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so.
President Trump told us that he has a special bond in that short, intense meeting with President Un of North Korea. It reminded me of former President George W. Bush saying he had looked into the eyes of President Putin and he was a good man.
That's right. Not only had Bush looked into the eyes of Putin, but even further into the eyes goes President Trump. We do know that the Mueller investigation is on that very issue and it's going forward. And we do know that some of the people who have been involved in that are now being questioned by the Mueller people. For example, the Mueller people indicted a whole bunch of Russian oligarchs, most of whom will never face justice in the United States. Nevertheless, there is the right under our judicial system of discovery, meaning that if you indict somebody, you got to tell the other side what you have. But in this case, if you tell them what you have, you are creating a real dissonance for the prosecution and a real difficulty. So they're asking a federal judge, the Mueller people, to let them off the hook on some of the discovery stuff. I think I'm reading that correctly. The result of that is that we do know that the Mueller people are high into the weeds on the Russia thing. So when you talked, as you opened this discussion about looking into Putin's eyes, there is a great deal to be thought of here as to what exactly is going on between Trump and the Russians. The people who are behind Trump are saying not so fast, but Trump is saying good man. We do know that there are financial involvements with the Russians and the rest. So we'll just have to see how this comes out when Mueller finally shows his hand.
Power of the presidential pulpit, Alan, we see Mark Sanford, the representative and frequent critic of the president, ousted from his South Carolina House seat, while, as the Times says, a firebrand Trump supporter won a Senate bid in Virginia.
David, we know that the Republican Party in general has been very high on Trump. This is a good dream for them, let's put it that way. And they are, you know, the anti-immigration, the latent racism that exists all too often, taking down the statues, which so many of them objected to, it's all there. And when you oppose this president, you do it at your own risk with these folks who vote in primaries. That's why the Republicans, even though they're willing to talk to each other about how bad Trump is, have been gutless when it comes to publicly criticizing him, because when you do, you lose.
Finally, Alan, AT&T takeover of Time Warner is a blow to the Justice Department and seems like that pendulum swinging back towards monopoly.
Of that, there is no question. This is a time when those people who have the most are going to get even more. We know it from the tax program that Trump passed. We know it from the way in which these monopolies have been allowed to go forward. We do know that the federal judge said no to Ma Bell, and you're too powerful, and you have to cut up into little parts, but now all those parts are coming back together, this time under AT&T. And it is a very rough spell for all of those people who think that monopolies are a bad thing. Now we have Trump, who is angry at Time Warner, which is being bought by AT&T, probably because of what was going on. But the federal judge says onward and upward, and I would expect that the Supreme Court is going to say the same thing if it's appealed up there.